بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين. We agreed last week that you will take some spiritual benefit items from during the Great Lent. So last week we spoke about forgive and you will be forgiven. And we spoke about the reconciliation, because the Lord commented on the Lord's Prayer saying, unless you forgive the other sins, you will not be forgiven. So today also we heard in the Gospel of this Ashaya, the beginning of chapter 7, and this is a part of the Sermon on the Mount, what we called the constitution of Christianity. مرة فاتت تكلمنا عن نصطلح مع بعض ونغفر كي يغفر لنا، مش كان كده؟ والمرة دي هنتكلم على حاجة تانية قوي مهمة قوي قالها المسيح النهاردة في بداية الأصحاح السابع. قال إيه؟ قال judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge you will be judged, and with the measure you see will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank or a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. واحدة من أخطر التحديات اللي بتجيلنا في طريقنا الروحي حتة الإدانة دي. One of the great challenges that we face in our spiritual path is judgment. It's very dangerous. What is the dangerous of this sin? What is the dangerous of this sin? Number one, many of us do not recognize this sin. The youth usually take care of مثلاً lustful, and you can consider it measurement of his good spiritual life. But at the same time, he does not care about the dangers of the sin of judgment. Number two, this sin always is linked to some matters we touch, we hear, or we see. So our senses let us fall in this sin. Because we see something, or hear something, or touch something in the people, and then immediately our senses lead us to judge the others. Number three, the dangerous of this sin is we actually violate the right of God. In other way, we take the place of the Lord in judgment. And this is very dangerous. The only judge is our Lord. That's why we are not supposed to judge. ايه خطورة خطية الإدانة؟ نمرة واحد، ان كتير ما بيحسش بيها. يعني الناس تحس بايه؟ الشبان يهتموا او بالطهارة، ما فيش اكل، ما بيش بيشرب، مش بياخد دراجز، مش يعني حاجات من. لكن بالنسبة، خد بالك بقى، بالنسبة للخطية الإدانة ما بينتبهش ليها قوي. نمرة اتنين، ان الخطية دي دايما مرتبطة بامور حسية انا شايفها او سمعها، فالحواس بتاعتي بتقودني ان انا انقد الاخرين واحكم عليهم او ادينهم. نمرة تلاتة، اني بغتصب حق الله، انا بغتصب حق الله. عشان كده نقطة مهمة جدا، إن ربنا بيقول لنا لا تدينوا فلا تدان. Judge and you will not be judged. There is a very interesting story in the paradise of the monks, Bustan al-Ruhban. This story says that there was a famous one of the monks in the monastery was not that active. He was lazy a little bit, and he was not known as an active monk who attends everything and who goes to everything. At the end of his life, he looked peacefully. His face was in peace, looked comforted, very much satisfied, happy. And usually the monks used to surround any monk who is going to depart soon, to surround him. And they found him happy and they said, sorry to say, you were not that active. You were not you were lazy. You were not any that very true monk. Give us reason. May the Lord give you a power to sit and explain to us. And the Lord gave him power, and he sat, and he said, actually, last night, I found one of the angels coming to me as if I departed in heavens. And then the angel brought the book of his life. And he said, do you know that this is the book of your life? And then he said, yes, I know. And then he said, you know that you are not that active? He said, yes. But I know that you will not be able to judge me. Because the Lord said to me, judge and you will not be judged. I have never judged any of my brothers in the monastery since I came here. Then the angel found the book of sins or life and said, yes, you are accepted. He said that and departed immediately. So it means that if we want not to be judged on heavens, we should not judge the others. It was like a dream or like something before he departed. What's your question? Judge not, sorry, do not judge. Judge not. You understand that. Judge not and you will not be judged. Of course, طبعا. عارفة الحكاية دي انت يا سوزان؟ عارفة. فهنا, this is the dangerous, this is point number one, the dangerous about the sin of judgment. What are the reasons of this sin? ايه أسباب خطية الإدان؟ We have to know the reasons of this sin. Number one, the pride. The pride. Actually, the judgment is one of the firstborn daughters of pride. الكبرياء بتاع الإدانة بيقولوا إنها بنت من بنات الكبرياء على طول. فالإنسان المتكبر دايما حاسس إن هو أحسن من الباقيين, ودايما عينه تبص للباقيين إن هما أقل منه ويدينهم على تصرفاته. The pride always feels that he is better than the others, more spiritual than them, and that he has a great experience in his life, and look at the others with the eye of judgment, always, which is very dangerous, very dangerous. Number two, impurity of heart. Always the heart which is not pure enough, does not look purely to the others. I give you an example. Suppose you are in the daytime and the sun is coming from the church and the windows have only glass, plain glass, without any color. How will you see the rays of the sun? Normal, regular. Why? Because it is the glass is colorless, no color in the glass. And then the rays come, come in the church with the normal color, the regular color of the sun. But if the glass is red, painted in red, you will see the rays blue. If it is any color, you will not see the sun rays normal. It's like the heart. If the heart is pure without any color, then the receiver of the heart will be pure, and the rays of the sun will come with the regular color, pure color. You understand this example? لو أنا فعلا نقي من جوايا وقلبي ده شفاف, أشعة الشمس هتدخلها تبقى خد عادي. But the rays of the sun outside is as you see, but inside, according to the window, according to the color. So do not let your heart be colored, but be pure, simple, colorless, to let all the rays come into your heart normally. Number three, lack of love. lack of love. If I love all people from all my heart, I'll not be judgmental instruments to them. I will not be judging them, condemning them. That's why St. Paul in Corinthians 1:13 said that love does not think evil. لا تظن الإيه سوء. But it bears everything. وتحتمل كل شيء. Number four, lack of knowledge. I judge the people on something I see, but I do not know the full truth. So I should not judge because I see one face. There was an interesting story speaking about a war which was going to befall between two cities. There was a statue between the two cities. And there was a war between them because the city in this side assured that it was silver statue, while the other people insisted that it was golden one. And there was war coming very soon, very shortly between them, to destroy both of the cities. And then a wise man came, and he asked the other city to allow him to go and look at the statue. He went from the other side. He found it silver. From this side it was gold, and from this side it was silver. And then he asked the people to turn the statue 180 degrees. And they turned it, and this city saw that it was silver, and this city saw that it is a golden. We cannot judge when we see just one face. We don't know what is the color of the other face. That's why lack of knowledge could be one of the reasons of judgment. قلة المعرفة. دول يقولوا ده فضة ودول يقولوا ده ذهب والحكاية كانت هتضيع لولا الحكيم ده اللي خلاهم عدل الناحية التانية وخلاهم لفوا التمثال فشافوا انه نصه من هنا ذهب ونصه من هنا فضة. نمبر 5 احنا قلنا ايه الاسباب. نمرة 1 pride. نمرة 2 impurity of heart. نمرة 3 lack of love. نمرة 4 lack of knowledge. نمرة 5 number 5 we forget our sins, we forget our weaknesses, we do not look at the mirror to see ourselves, we see the others while we have great difficulties and weaknesses in our life. Number 6, lack of wisdom. Lack of wisdom. The wise man is busy to work on the kingdom of heaven, to work for his future, to work for his eternal life. But the unwise always look at the here and there. For example, we want to go to St. George Church. We go 416 East, yes? From here, 417 East, sorry. 417 East, yes? We go. We pass Woodruff, Carling. Matalan, Bronson. Matalan, yeah. Exits. Yes? Those who are going directly to St. George Church do not hesitate to exit at any of the exits before Saint Laurent. They know that they are going to Saint Laurent. They do not try to have exits here or there. They don't have time. They can lose. They can waste their time, and they can lose their way. Yes? This example shows us the importance of looking toward our goal. Our goal is heavens. Do not anything obstacle you or scatter you here or there. No exits. Just on highway, go towards the highway, going to your goal. Number 7, which is last point in the reasons of the judgment, is the tricky and sneaky Satan. Always Satan tries to let us look at the others without looking at ourselves. Look at the speck, but forget the plank. نبص للقذى وننسى الخشبة اللي فينا. Always. Always Satan says, look at that. Look at that. Did you hear what she said? Did you hear what he said? Did you see what he did? Always. And this is a trick from Satan to let us fall in the sin of judgment. Quick revision. Reasons: pride, impure heart, lack of love, lack of knowledge. We forget our sins, lack of wisdom, and the trick of Satan. Seven reasons. كبرياء, شر القلب, قلة المحبة, قلة المعرفة, أنسى خطاياي, قلة الحكمة, وانخدع بالشياطين. Why shouldn't we judge? يعني not many reasons. أنا أقول حاجات بسيطة. Number one, we are not perfect. If we are perfect without sin, then we judge. We have a parable in Egypt, says, اللي بيته من إزاز ما يحدفش بالطوب. If my house is made of glass, I should not stone the others, because they will return it to me and break my house. So our houses are made of glass, breakable material. So we should not judge Because whatever we want the people do to us, let us do to them. This is what the Lord said. Number two, we do not know the end of the life of these people. Yani, for example, if anyone met St. Paul the Black, St. Moses the Black, if anyone met St. Moses the Black before his repentance, what would he say about him? Thief, idol worshiper, criminal, adulterer, severe evil man, yes? But look at the end of his life. Monk, father of monks, writer of many wise words, and martyr. Two days ago, we celebrated one of the saints. She was a Samaritan woman, and she was very bad woman. She was beautiful, and she used to commit adultery and to offend many of the men of her city, until the Lord visited her. And to make it short, she repented, she believed, she was baptized. And then the governor of the city heard about her, and he summoned her to come. And she went. When she went to the palace of the governor, she heard a mourning and weeping and crying voices. What happened? The son of the governor died. And then she prayed for him. And the Lord arose him from the dead on her hands. If I saw her before her repentance, what should I say about her? But after repentance, and it happened again. Another minister called, another governor called, and she found the soldier one-eyed. She put her hand on the other eye, and the Lord opened his eye through her intercession. Adulteress became a miracle, wonder worker. We don't know what the end of the people. Do not judge him now. Wait and see what the Lord will do with them. Number three, because the Lord gave us commandment, very important, which is love. And love means to cover the others, not to judge them. And every day, every hour we pray, we thank you for you have. أول حاجة the first thing, نشكرك لأنك سترتنا. We thank you because you covered us. The first thing. So if the Lord covers me, should I uncover the others and judge them on their deeds or sins? He also asked us for mercy, love, and mercy. And number five, as I said before, because the condemnation or the judgment is the work of God only. He is the only judge, because he is without sin. And because he is without sin, he judges the others. Number six, let us follow the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the woman was caught in the sin, the law of Moses said she must be stoned. But the mercy of God defended her and said to them, "Who is without sin, let him throw the first stone." And no one did After that, he said to the woman, "Did anyone touch you?" He said, "No." And then he replied, "And I too will not touch you. Go, sin no more." And she repented on his hands. So let us do as he did. For our time, the last item, we spoke about the dangers of the sin, the symptoms or reasons of the sin, and number three, why shouldn't we judge the others? But the last item is how to get rid of this. How to stop judging the others. Number one, give excuses to the others. Try to give them excuses as much as you can. Do not forget that all of us are A-S-I-S. A-S-I-S. As is. You go to IKEA and you find section kida, كتب عليه ايه? As is. All of us as is. No one is perfect. No one. And you go and you find a refrigerator very good but stuck. Or recorder without button. Or whatever, yeah. All of us are as is. And because we are as is, we should not look at the others. Yeah, right? Right? Always give excuse to the others. If you want the others to excuse you, do the same to them. Number two, try to look at the white teeth of the dead dog. There is an interesting story. It could be something symbolic, not something fantasy, not real. But it was said that the disciples stood one day around the dead dog. And they commented. One of them said, "He looks very bad." The other said, "He smells very bitter." The third said something, but the Lord said, "Didn't you look at his white teeth? He still has white teeth. Look at the white point in the sinner, so as not to look at the weak point, look at the strong point. And try to praise him on this." You know what? The Lord looked at the only white teeth in the Samaritan woman and he praised her, although she was a sinner woman. And the Lord knew that she was a sinner woman. He said, "Yes, you said truth that you don't have a man. Because you had five, and the six is not yours. I am pleased that you said the truth." Said the truth. Look at her bad life. Look at the five men that she lived with. Look at the sixth man that she still lives with. But the Lord looked at one point. He said, he saw that this point could be the key to her heart. He opened with this key. And the Samaritan woman repented at his hands and became a preacher. Instead of being a sinner, preacher to the Samaritan people and said, "Come and see, a man told me everything I did." Number three, do not think bad at the others. Try to think good at them. Because even if you hear something, could be switched here or there, or twisted, try to find out even a white point like that. Not because you speak about the white, black, or the black, white, no, but to save yourself from judging the others. I said, yes, probably this matter was so soon. It was said about one of the monks in the monastery, and this story is written in the Paradise of the Monks, that he used when he was visiting his brothers, the monks, in their cells. If he finds the cell is very tidy, very clean, very good, he says, oh, what a great man this monk. He is very, very strict in his life. Even his cell is very clean and tidy. And when he visits another monk whose cell is opposite completely, he says to himself, blessed is this monk. He doesn't have any time even to clean his cell because he always prays and he always reads in the Bible. I'm sure that he doesn't have even any time to clean his cell. He tries to find out a good point to the man. Number four, try to save your senses from hearing or seeing the judgments of the others to you. Do not open your ears to them. واحد يقول لك سمعت فلان عمل ايه؟ يقول له مش عايز اسمع. Did you hear about him? I don't want to hear. See, come and see what he's doing. I don't want to go to see. I don't have interest in to look at the others or to hear about the others. Number five, always remember how much does the Lord cover your sins. And if I look at the others' sins and say to myself, if I look at the others' sins and look to myself saying, oh, these are very bad people, then I forget that the Lord covers me. And if you want your sins be uncovered, do the same to the others. If you see anyone who do or say something bad, say to yourself, I thank you, my Lord, because the sin of this man was famous to everyone. One day they found one of the sheikhs with a girl in bad position in a car in Egypt. And almost the 90 million Egyptians, sheikh means one of the clerics of the Islams, the Muslims. And they brought him to the court and they put the girl in the prison. And almost the 90 million people judged him. Almost. Let us say 80 million. But did anyone pray to the Lord saying, this man, yes, he is sinner, but this man was caught by the police, but I did many other things that the Lord cover me. If the Lord uncovered the bad thoughts in my mind, will I be able to open my face or meet the others? Look, how many bad thoughts we have in our minds. If the Lord supposedly came and let the angel put the thoughts in a book, written book for the others to read. How will be my situation? Last but not least, avoid the generalizing. Generalizing means Abuna keeps many chants and he's good and khalas. Everything Abuna does is good. Generalizing. Why? Because we find something good in him. Khalas. Everything is good, even the offenses. I speak about myself because not good to speak about the others. I give example to myself. So everyone praises him. Abuna has a beautiful voice. Abuna keeps chants. Abuna preaches. Any behavior he said, any word he says is acceptable, even if it is offensive. Do not generalize. Yes, do not judge. But do not judge the person. If you want to judge the action only. The sin, not the sinner. The sin, not the sinner. And on the other hand, if there is any person who does something wrong, خلاص, generalize him. Everything he does is bad. Everything is When President Mubarak was in charge, praises and clapping and. When he is now in prison, Mubarak was the worst man in the whole world. He did not do anything good to his land or his people either. Generalizing is very dangerous, either positive or negative. Be wise to filterize. Filtration is very important. Filter means do not generalize. Not everything in me is good because I said something good. And not everything in me is bad because I said something bad. Again and again, because there is no one in the whole world who is perfect. All of us have weak points. And I may have 9 points from 10. And you have 1 point from 10. So I cannot judge you on 1 point. And does not look at the specks, 9 specks in my eyes. This is very important. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? I hope every week some of the virtues or something spiritual we learn during the fast to work on it. Because we learn and learn and learn and we read and read and read, but we want to live. We want to live. We want to practice. We want to feel how important is the fasting time for us to build a virtual life and to get rid of our weaknesses. Glory be to God forever. Yes, you have a question? Saint Paul with the apostle of this city, and this man used to have sexual relationship with his stepmother, the mother of the wife of his father, and this was a very bad sin, and they accepted him in the church. So it was like a microbe inside good place. So St. Paul condemned them out of responsibility, not out of judgment. He said, let him go out of the church to be punished out, even when he is kept out of Holy Communion, the war will be more on him from Satan. But if he repents, his spirit will be saved on the judgment day. That's why he ordered that they do not accept this man in the church until he stops this sin, repents, gives signs that he has a new life, and then comes to the church to be again one of the members of the church and receive the Holy Communion and practice the sacraments. This is the meaning. You understand? So it was not judgment on him, but it was good lesson for the people and for the man to be saved and his sins to be forgiven after repentance. He is well known with the name the sinner of Corinthians because in the first epistle he ordered that. In the second, he said, okay, he repented, he changed his life, accept him now in the church. Now, Miss Suzanne. لازم تقولي له. If you love him out of love, with a lovely, يعني she Suzanne says that if I have friend and I see some weaknesses in his behavior, not يعني حاجة dangerous, but something I feel that it's not good. Can I speak to him or not? I said yes, you can, without judgment. Out of love, it's not considered judgment. Judgment here, فيها certain sort of gossip. يعني أول عن ده وعن ده وعن ده. Or in my heart, I say this man is fool, foolish. This man is not wise. This man is sinner. This man, there is no hope in this man. I tried with her or with him, and no hope. He doesn't want to change. She doesn't want to change. No hope in that. If I fill my mind with this, this is a judgment. But if I speak to him or to her in a very delicate way, in a very instructive way, in a very lovely way, to win him and to uncover to his eyes and his mind these main points. لو انا مسؤول, if I am responsible out of friendship, or مثلا انا servant in Sunday school or supervisor or priest or bishop or patriarch, they can do this because the Lord gave us this responsibility to correct the people when we see something wrong. And for you, out of friendship, out of love to him or to her, you can speak to him. But alone to him or her, and as I said, in a very good way, to win, not judge, not to blame or to rebuke, يعني مش تلوميه ولا تأنبيه ولا لا, مش لوم ولا تأنيب, بطريقة حلوة تكسبيه. يعني أقول لك, أمبا بيمن, he is now in heavens. He was studying master degree in America. He said this to me while we were in Germany. He used to visit us because he had chronic hepatitis in the liver, and he used to come from time to time to see the doctor and to follow up with him. One day he said to me, when I was in America making studying the master degree, I used to write papers, and then his supervisor used to comment on this paper. He said to me, when I take the comment from the professor, I used to put my eyes first on the word however, before reading all the comments of the professor. If however is at the bottom of the paper, then it means that what I did was almost good, except after however. After however were the critics. If I find the however at the first or second paragraph, I know that my paper is very bad. نيلك ان بيقول لك كده هو لو كان لغه كده لذيذه. انا معانا دكتور اهو في الجامعه لما بيكتب however فوق يبقى البيبر very bad, however تحت try to put however down, speak the positive, بعدين تحت below كده say however. After however, I know that all the after however is blaming. You know? Yes, Paul, your question. Colleagues at work or in the church? First thing, I should not share with the others what they do if I feel that it's wrong. I say, I'm sorry, I have no time. Not to go with them. This is number one. Number two, if you find that there is someone from these colleagues can be closer to you, and you can speak to him, as I said, one-to-one only, you can explain, not in a judgmental type or judgmental way, but to speak to him, actually, I didn't want to go with you because I feel that this soul does not fit me and my principles in life. And do you think that you can win him? It needs wisdom to deal with the others. But to deal with them at work, no problem. So long you don't share with them in their bad behavior. But at work, do your work. I deal with the sinners as they are. I go to the mall and I buy my stuff. I will not ask about the spirituality of the sailor who sells this item to me. I'm not responsible on that. Right? So you deal with others, with everyone. And this is what St. Paul said. He said one day, Do not deal with the adulterers. And then they misunderstood him. Then he wrote in the other epistle, second epistle, he said, I do not mean the adulterers of all the world around you, otherwise you will go out of the world. But I am speaking if you have brothers, if you have a member in your church, and you find that he is offensive, this means that we can take position without judging, without sharing with him. If you can win him, as Suzanne said, that's okay. But the people outside, I will not go on at the curb of the street and said, oh, you and her, you are going to, together. Are you married? Are you even engaged? You live in sin. I cannot do that. And I cannot also deal with my supervisor or my manager or my director at work looking at his bad behavior. No. So long I'm not sharing with them, or I am not asked to share with them. The dealing here means to share with them their bad behavior. What is the have to?
For example, church issues. Some of the in Canada, there's a movement like gay people. They want to get married in any churches. They don't want restriction on which church.
Yeah. Then, if I have a chance to say my opinion about that in a polite way, I say it. If not, khalas, keep it. Don't say anything. Because they can sue you according to the laws of this country. You cannot insult anyone, gay or lesbian. You cannot. This is the misunderstanding of liberty here, of freedom here. Khalas, I'm not judging them, but I'm not dealing with them in their behavior. At work, he's a person. Just a colleague to work with me, and I work with him. Full stop. If you find any gap, you can enter this gap to serve him, do. At least you can start with praying for him. If you pray for him, the Lord may open his heart and ask you one day. And you can win him, bring him back to the right track. Now.
But we have the same theory, they say, for example, do you agree about the gay marriage, for example? They can say, well, my church does not support this lifestyle or this fashion. But,
yeah.
If they would like to go this way, then they shouldn't be chasing the church
exactly. Yeah, I can say that. Very positive, very brief, no twisting of facts, nothing to take from you, from your mouth. You may win any one of them. Can think of it back. Thank you. Faddalun Salih.